Hey, Regen family. My name is John. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery for sexual addictions and a performance-based identity. Hey, y'all. Well, I was raised in a Christian home with parents who both followed the Lord and challenged us to follow the Lord as well. For most of my childhood, my dad was actually on staff at a church. At a young age, I heard the gospel preached in a service and told the pastor I wanted to give my life to Christ. If Jesus was offering a way out of hell, I definitely wanted it. At church, I learned quickly the rarely spoken expectation of setting a good example, and so I began to operate in such a way that would achieve the most approval from those around me and from my elders. I participated in every church activity possible, even a scripture memory program in which we literally wore badges that said how many scriptures we had memorized. Around eighth grade, our church went through a very messy split, and lies were spread about my dad, and eventually it led to him getting fired with a few other staff as well. My world of performance and people-pleasing fell apart. I lost all my friends overnight. I felt completely rejected and alone. I remember church people calling and hearing my mom cry because of the hurtful things they would say to her on the phone. And I just asked the Lord, how could people who claim to love you be so hurtful? My family went from happy and respected to shunned and struggling to pay the bills. Bitterness began to grow deep in my heart. Life became meaningless. I became untrusting and callous. I buried my emotions under sarcasm and determined that I would never be vulnerable again to where people could hurt me. I began to view feelings as weakness, and soon my relationship with God became primarily intellectual. Since I refused to live vulnerably with other people, I looked for other ways to cope with life's challenges. I found the highs of public success and approval addicting, and I used the secret highs of pornography to help when success wasn't filling enough. I found that my performance-based identity allowed me to thrive in college and graduate school. There was never an end to the leadership roles or ministry opportunities. After graduate school, I started my first full-time ministry job. I put every ounce of my being into achieving success in that job. I even told my staff on multiple occasions, failure is not an option. We will not fail. Though maybe outwardly successful, inside I was running on fumes. I began to run back to pornography for comfort that I wasn't finding in my relationship with God. Eventually, I hit a wall. I couldn't live a lie anymore. I barely believed the things that I was teaching and preaching. I felt like a failure, empty, hopeless, and callous to the Spirit of God. A year later, I found myself in Watermark and in a men's community group. That's when my journey to recovery started. One night, feeling hopeless, I actually came to Regen. I sat in the back, and I convinced myself during the talk that I could do it on my own and that this wasn't for me. So after the service, I spent the next several years trying to fix myself. But 4 years later, when I found myself overseas on the verge of going to a prostitute, I knew that I was out of control. The weekend of my 32nd birthday, I walked into Regen for the second time. Sitting in the back, I felt hopeless and overwhelmed with shame and guilt, and yet also angry, thinking that God had failed me somewhere. But I had nowhere else to go. I was desperate to find relief from the inadequacies that crippled me and the sexual temptations that haunted me. I committed to myself that I wouldn't just try to give the right answers and say what people wanted to hear. I was actually going to be honest, even if they decided to kick me out of the church. Once in a closed group, things got really hard. On step one, I learned that I am powerless over my addictions, brokenness, and sinful patterns, that in my own power, my life is unmanageable. My entire life had been built on what I could achieve for myself. And now they wanted me to acknowledge that what I had built my very identity on, my performance, I cannot improve my life. Was every step going to be this terrible, I thought. My many other heart issues soon became very clear during step 4, inventory. After sharing my inventory with my regen mentor, I felt worthless and shameful and expected to be told I probably shouldn't be serving at Watermark. But instead, he just smiled and reminded me that Jesus still loves me. And he already died for all my sins. I had told him my deepest secrets that I had never told anyone, and he still accepted me. Maybe God could accept me too. I walked away that night feeling fully known and accepted for the first time in my life. As the new year began, my new life began too. I finally believed Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive with Christ. For it is by grace that you have been saved. It was no longer just intellectually understood. I fully believed and began to experience God's grace in my life. I was a sinner, hopeless, and separated from God. But because of God's great love for me, not my works, Jesus paid the penalty for my sins so that I could be forgiven and have a new life in Christ. After step 8, forgive, and step 9, amends, I felt truly known by my family and friends. The Lord began to heal my insecurities and hurts, and the callousness and bitterness I felt towards God began to melt away. I was experiencing hope and joy for the first time in my life. Through step 10, I began to realize how much God loves me and has been faithful to me throughout my entire life. I saw how God had used all the difficult moments in my life to draw me closer to him. I began to see how beautiful and refining it is to live vulnerably with those around me. Finishing regen was just the beginning of my journey. An old pastor from the 1700s once said, the difference between believing that God is gracious and tasting that God is gracious is as different as having a rational belief that honey is sweet and actually sensing its sweetness, or actually having a sense of its sweetness. That describes perfectly the change for me. For the first time in my life, I began to taste the sweetness of the Lord. It was no longer just head knowledge. And I know every day that my life is a gift from God. I know that the Lord will be faithful in my life no matter what hardship I may encounter. Most of all, I know that my value is not based in my good behavior, my achievements, or even my failures. Today, I live vulnerably with those around me, dealing with my emotions in a healthy way, continuing to pull my past addictions into the light. My struggles with sexual temptation have drastically been affected by my new identity. I know that I can now face temptation honestly with my community and those around me. And most importantly, I know my old ways of coping with hurt does not give my life value or the affirmation that can only be found in Christ. A month after finishing regen, I went on a first date with a woman that will be my wife in a month or two. Because of the work the Lord did in regen, I can actually live vulnerably with her and work to show her the same love that I have received from Christ. My relationships with my family have also changed as I have shared about my new life in Christ and begun to let them into my recovery process. We are speaking more honestly now and sharing more about our struggles. I have seen the Lord renew so many dead parts of my life. His faithfulness has been absolutely overwhelming. I used to think that there was some special understanding or trick to self-discipline that I needed to learn in order to find freedom from my hopelessness and the struggles that I had. But we say around regen that recovery is a daily process, and with the Lord's strength, we can focus on living sober for the next 24 hours. That's our secret to regeneration, the strength of our Savior, surrendered completely to Jesus. You may be sitting here feeling absolutely worthless, just overwhelmed with hopelessness, and doubts and shame and feeling alone and in bondage to your addictions. But let me tell you that God loves you and wants to bring hope into your life. I beg you to keep coming back. God has not forgotten you, and he has not given up on you. Don't do like I did and decide you can handle it on your own and wait until you desperately need it and come back. Please stay now. He wants to take your burdens, and he wants to give you freedom. My name is John. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from a performance-based identity and sexual addictions. I was hopeless and dead in my sins, but God was faithful to me. If he can rescue me, he can do the same for you. Thank you.